right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 334. Wait, is this 300? Are we sure this is 334?
This is 334.
All right. Fuck it. Let's do it live. Fuck it. I'm having a bad day while I'm at.
I know you are. But we're here to cheer you up.
Yes. Thank you. I have a good name for the title of this show already, even though we haven't started the show. How does dry heaving in the shower sound?
That sounds like a gross way to start the day.
No, I wasn't really. But, oh, maybe, almost. Maybe tomorrow.
Awesome.
Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome, Shipwreck.
Hello.
I'm looking at this very weird picture of you, this completely distorted photo of you and your wife and rock stars on the outline.
Yeah, since the last show. My wife won a radio contest, like one of those call-in contests.
Yep.
There's fireworks going off like crazy outside of my house right now.
I can hear them.
So enjoy that, everyone. Pop. It's very exciting, this August the 15th celebration. But yeah, she just won the deluxe like grand prize. So we were supposed to get tickets and a backstage pass to meet the band. Did I mention the band? It's Maroon 5 was who we got to see. Maroon 5 and Kelly Clarkson.
Wow.
Who's Kelly Clarkson? I mean, who's High Pitch?
Only Howard Stern fans would get that, but it was worth it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Great. So, yeah, we got to meet them very briefly. It was basically they lined up in a row, and then we were ushered into the room, and we were told not to touch Adam Levine. They didn't really tell us whether we could touch the rest of them or not.
Adam Levine is this guy in the white shirt?
Yeah, that's the middle guy. He's the leader of the Maroon Fives.
He's also on the TV show The Voice.
Okay.
Like it's kind of
And he has moves like Jagger.
Right. We left before they sang that song. But
oh, wow, must have been a great show.
Well, the thing was, so we went back there, we got like our 5 seconds with the band. They said congratulations on the baby or whatever. They were nice. It's just like,
hey, congratulations on that baby or whatever.
Right.
Next.
If you were in a band, this would be the worst thing to do. Like, nobody wants to do this. Mm-mm. Like, before they perform, okay, we got to go stand and take pictures with these people we don't know. But we did that, and they were nice about it or whatever. But then our tickets were lawn tickets, and it was a sold-out show. But we were behind, like we were backstage area when we met the band. So instead of going out to the lawn area, because at this point it was just packed everywhere because right. We were backstage, like talking to the band for 5 seconds. So we just like stood off to the side, like so we could kind of like peek around and see the stage.
So you just stayed backstage the whole time.
Yeah, we just stayed backstage the whole time.
Cool. It must have been like being at the Muppet Show.
Why?
Because that all took place backstage.
Was it like the Muppet Show?
Did you ever watch that show? It was a reference to the television show.
I watched
the Muppet
Show. I watched plenty of the Muppet Shows.
Got it.
Sometimes I need jokes explained to me while I'm at. Is that so wrong?
That's okay.
But I took a really awkward photo, so I think it was a...
Did you get to meet Kelly Clarkson?
No, because she was performing.
Oh, so you did this while she was performing.
Like, right before she went on stage, yeah. Like we like walked out, got our autograph card of Maroon 5 at their...
So since she was gone, you took your photo with Maroon 5.
Yes. I cannot think of another Kelly Clarkson song quick enough to follow up on that pun. But one of them will come to me if I only had hazel eyes, but I do not...
Whatever kills you... Whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Oh, you got me. The Chris Berman song.
You guys might as well be speaking Chinese right now. I mean, really. Anyway.
So
that's fun. Looks like it was, except, I don't know. Yeah, you got a good picture out of it.
Yeah.
These guys don't look like rock stars. These guys look like homeless kids. These guys look like guys you just see
you
hanging
out. You sound
like
an old man. What? You sound like the oldest man in the world.
I mean, they don't look like rock stars. They look, I mean, look at these guys. I can't tell, like, if I didn't know Shipwreck, there would be no reason to assume that Shipwreck wasn't a member of the band.
except I'm awkwardly standing in front of.
But that's the only reason why shorts. You're wearing a wristband. But other than that, you don't look any different than the other guys in the picture.
Maybe not the two guys. We'll post the picture in the forum so you know what we're talking about. He definitely doesn't look that much different than the two guys standing on his right in the photo.
Yeah, and the black guy on the other side.
But
Adam, none of them look like rock stars. I mean, they all dress better than I do, but still, that's not saying much. I mean, one guy's wearing a watch, at least. Nobody's wearing any jewelry. I mean, the guy's wearing a fucking tee, a pocket tee.
He didn't wear that. He didn't wear that to perform.
Oh, okay. Just his undershirt. This was their backstage outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Nobody's got like the clown shoes like I have, even. Anyway.
You should be a rock star, cheap.
Apparently, wardrobe doesn't factor in at all.
Adam Levine has a lot more tattoos than you do. You just don't see him in the in the photo.
No, he just looks like any regular guy. Anyway, what else can we talk about? Can we talk about how my life is falling apart right before our eyes?
I don't think we need to do that.
No.
Right, how much do you want to share?
Well, let me just say one thing that I'm having like a bad 48 hours. In that I was very mean to my wife for just like no reason. I locked myself out of the apartment and I saw her. It was one of those things. I was waiting for Scott, my friend Scott Popular, to come over to stream Saints Row 4, and I forgot my key. And apparently there's no, the people at the front desk will not let you in your own apartment if you forget your key.
They didn't recognize you?
They know me. Dude, the guy has literally... It was the same guy working the front desk who was in my apartment with me for like 2 hours trying to figure out why I couldn't download a Steam game in under 10 hours. So yeah, they definitely knew me, but they just said he couldn't do anything. So as I'm coming home, I see my wife getting into a taxi to go to work. And so like as I walk inside, I see I don't have the key, and I quickly like get my phone and I call my wife and I'm like, oh, I forgot my key. Can you just turn, you know, tell the taxi driver to turn around? You know, let me in, give me the key. And she's like, oh, I'm almost at work. I can't go. And I got like really upset and I said some bad things. And yeah, so that was bad.
She was on her way to do her job and you were trying to stream.
It's ridiculous. It's complete. She's like, and you don't even understand like the whole story. The whole, like her job is, she's been like super busy lately. So I don't even see her anymore. Like she comes home at, I mean, I don't know. I'm asleep when she comes home. So it's, you know, she's really busy. So it was really bad. I was really mean. I said some mean things. And of course, last night she comes home at like 1 o'clock. And of course I have her key. So she has to like buzz in and everything. Anyway, so she's obviously upset at me in the morning, and she should be because I was an asshole. But before I see her in the morning, my morning routine, and I think I have to change my morning routine, Wombat. What do you do, Wombat? When you first wake up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Take a shit.
Probably. I do the same thing every day. So my alarm goes off at 5:30 in the morning. The first thing I do is I go to my Keurig machine and I make a cup of coffee, put a little milk in it.
Right.
I will open up the blinds in the living room so I could look out into the backyard and see the birds and flowers, because it kind of...
This is taking too long.
Easier. Then I open up my computer and I check what's going on in the world, and I update
what's going on in the porn world.
No, I don't watch porn. I just update my iPod and check usually Twitter, Facebook, and then I hop in the shower.
That's too early for porn anyway.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
I'm not a 5:30 in the morning porn person.
Stop trying to make porn happen, Shipwreck. Anyway, so what I do, it's always the same. I wake up because Ty has come into the bed at probably 7 o'clock or 6:30 or something like that, and is either hungry or wants to show me something or talk about something or whatever. He wakes me up. I immediately have to take a shit. I grab my iPhone and I check my email while I'm taking a shit. And I do this because, one, the time zone difference is pretty extreme, and if I don't check my emails early, I can't respond to people in the same day. And they have to wait like a whole nother day to get my email, basically. So anyway, it's a really bad time to get shitty news via email because I'm not really awake. I'm like half awake and I'm shitting. So it's I got to change something with that because this has been happening a lot. I've been getting like bad because obviously you're going to get some bad news in emails, and it's not a good way to receive the bad news. Anyway, so I got some bad like business news for Keg, you know, but you never know. Like things can go either way, and we'll see. I'll learn more how bad it is tomorrow, but it's nothing that you want to start your day with, and then walk into and have your wife like super mad at you for a good, really good reason. So yeah, that's basically, and then I go to Ty has his summer camp this morning. This is a nice thing. Ty has a summer camp this morning. They have a little show that they put on for everybody, a little show and dance, and they're singing their little songs, and I'm watching it. And of course, like I start getting like emotional, and I think like, you know, he's getting older and he's not going to be doing this stuff anymore. And you can see I'm getting emotional now, but,
I have no response to that.
But ideally you want to just not say anything and have me keep going, but I'm going to try to pull it together. Yeah, I was up. So I had to like, you know, take a lot of videos and pictures to hide the fact that I was like sort of tearing up. But anyway, so, and then I get to come back and do a funny video game podcast. So
did you watch the video of my daughter doing cheerleading?
I didn't have a chance to do that.
Oh, wow, you're a dick.
What do you mean? I was too busy crying and dry heaving.
Like, that'll cheer you up. No, Sabrina started cheerleading.
That's nice.
At 5, she already started cheerleading for the high school.
For the high school?
Yes. It's for high school football games. She's already started cheerleading.
Nice.
She get any jerseys yet?
She has 2 outfits. One okay. for games and one for competitions. So I think she's wearing her competition outfit in the video. I honestly have no idea what the difference is, but I know that there's a difference.
Right. Get ready, Wombat. It's like a coming, thing. Is what I'm trying to tell you.
I know. So she starts kindergarten in 3 weeks. Right.
He's got a loose tooth now.
Sabrina lost her first tooth.
Yeah. It's pretty emotional.
It's crazy. We had to do the whole Tooth Fairy thing. I think I talked about it on the show.
Yeah. Anyway, we have a lot of shit to talk about this week, so.
What, not talking about our sunrise sunset?
Right. Right. Extra Jewy sunrise.
Where
sunset.
Is the little girl I carried?
Right. Yeah, it's pretty emotional.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm sure everything will be fine. I'm sure.
Show feedback?
What's that? Yeah, show feedback, of
everything's going to be fine, Cheapy.
What's that?
We'll start a Kickstarter.
To do a Kickstarter. Everything's going to be fine. It was really bad timing. Like, I knew. It was funny. Like, I knew when I took the ads off of CAG, I knew, like, I was just asking for it. Like, I was just asking for something bad to happen. And also, like, you know, my wife's been working, like, really hard, like I said. And she, you know, she's very stressed. She's got a pretty, like, high-pressure job. And, you know, it's stressful for her. And it's also nice to be able to see your wife, you know, once in a while. So I was thinking, like, you know, if I can really, like, take... I mean, CAG's very successful, but I don't know that I'm at the point yet where I can convince my wife that she doesn't need to have a job anymore, or she can just, like, pick her job, you know, if you know what I mean.
Maybe do a job that's not as demanding but pays a lot less.
Exactly. Like a 9-to-5 job where...
Similar to what my wife did.
Where there's not like billions of dollars on the line and shit like
that. Yes. Well, yeah. My wife stopped working in Manhattan. Now she only works 9 minutes from the house. Right. And she has modified hours so she could take Sabrina to cheerleading.
Right. My father actually did the same thing. He was in like the for-profit world, and he decided that he would rather work like a straight 9-to-5 job with less money and less stress. And that's what he did.
Yeah. I mean, the problem with that is, you know, there's the lifestyle change.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
I can't buy a new laptop, but I get this, you know.
Exactly. Well, that's my point. So my goal now was to make enough money with CAG that I can just convince my wife that she doesn't need to put herself through this. But she likes it, but I mean, it's not good for you to be working that much. It's just not, right?
Not when you have a family.
You have a family, and not, you know, like I said, nobody on their deathbed said, "Oh God, I wish I just worked like a little harder at work." You know,
I wish I had met that deadline.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I wish I stayed till 2 a.m. instead of 1 a.m. that one time. Anyway, so to get like, it was just really bad timing. Like, and then I took the ads down, and then I get this news, and then everything. It's just, it's, you know, everything's going to be fine.
This podcast has turned a little too maudlin for me.
Right. It's okay. Everything's going to be fine. How about some good news? Hopefully good news, because I see on this outline that you watched the Flashpoint, the Justice League movie, Flashpoint Paradox.
I did. I watched it on last week. I used Microsoft points to watch it. I forgot that you could use Microsoft points to watch movies.
Right.
So I was able to rent it with points that I just kind of had stored, so I didn't feel like I spent new money.
Cool.
I love that movie. Oh, the end.
Did you cry at the end?
Maybe.
I told you.
I was in my house and I'm watching the end of that movie.
Right.
And I'm sitting there and I'm alone and I'm on my couch and it's the afternoon. Right. And I'm like, I'm not going to cry. I'm not crying. I am not going to cry alone on my couch.
Right.
I had taken a day off. Like on a Thursday afternoon, I'm not going to cry on my couch.
watching a superhero cartoon.
Exactly. I'm like, this is not going to happen.
But it happened.
It did happen. And it's great.
It's like the best. Isn't it the best? Just the best DC movie?
Yes, and it was the best movie I watched last week. And I watched a lot of movies last week. So right.
Yeah, it's really good. Just everybody would get it.
Yeah. Have you seen The Man with the Iron Fists yet?
I have not. I've heard that that was a poor film.
It's not great, but I mean, I think you would like it if, you know, for no other reason than to see the movie that was written, directed, produced, and starring the RZA.
Right.
And scored by the RZA.
Is it, I mean, it had a bad Rotten Tomatoes score. I think it was below my threshold, which is more generous than my wife's.
It has a lot of like ridiculous violence. Like, oh, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. But it's kind of worth watching to see all the ridiculous violence. And it's a little longer than it probably needs to be.
You're really
Watch Flashpoint. Forget about this movie.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, it's not.
You can't jump too many things on people.
But it's fun.
Especially
the
lower quality.
If you come across it. Speaking of, not as good. I'm like going down in quality as I go through the list. I also saw Taken 2.
Which is not good, probably.
The retakening.
Right.
Yeah, that's terrible. Right. That's just not worth your time.
Right.
And I saw G.I. Joe 2.
And that's better than the first one, apparently.
Yeah, but it's still not very good at all. Good.
I can't bring myself. I was talking about this with...
The ninja stuff's pretty good, I thought.
Yeah.
The ninja stuff is pretty good. Also, that movie has the RZA in it. But it feels so...
He's terrible in that movie, though.
He's terrible. He's terrible in The Man with the Iron Fist. Like, he actually does a fine job directing the movie for what it is. The music is obviously great. And, you know, whatever a producer does, he does it just fine. But he should not have cast himself as in that movie. Like, if it was anyone else,
right.
It would have been
It could
fine.
Have been a much better movie. Interesting.
It could have been... Exactly. He's the weak link.
Is he the main character in the movie?
Yes.
Is he the man with the iron fist?
He
or is
might
he
be.
Luke Cage.
He's him, Luke right? Cage. Like it could have been any other actor.
There's too
like,
many
I don't
good
even care.
There's too many good action movies. Like once you see a couple of really good action movies, like from a more recent one, like Dread. I mean, a movie like you know a shitty one like I can't bring myself to watch The Expendables. I know it's going to be shitty. I don't know.
The first one was okay. The second one I couldn't make it all the way through.
I like the more hardcore, less like mainstream Hollywood ones. I just saw a good one.
Then you should watch The Man with the Iron Fist.
But the reviews are shitty. I trust them. I actually saw something good. Hold on. It's this parkour movie. It's this French parkour movie.
Forget it. You've already lost both.
No. It's called District.
How is Elysium?
Okay. No. Okay. You talk about Elysium. I'll find out what this one's called.
Elysium, it's middle of the road. Like, I would say, do you like Halo?
Is it really Halo-y?
It's, you could see how they just changed some things and then came up with a new plot. Because, like, obviously Halo doesn't really have the haves and the have-nots class-based like drama going on, mm-hmm. which is the driving point for Elysium, because the people who have money are living up on this ring planet called Elysium. The difference between Elysium and Halo is that the vegetation is on the inside of the ring rather than on the outside of the ring. So there's that.
This is like McDowell's and McDonald's, right?
Right.
We got two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese. They got two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese on a sesame seed bun. We have it on a plain bun.
Yeah, this is kind of, that would be kind of what this is. It's kind of a plain Halo because you don't have any aliens. You got some robots in there instead of aliens. It's a little, it's got the energy shields from Halo. It's got Pelican drop ships. Like they straight up look like Pelicans. It's got sticky grenades,
right?
But ultra violent sticky grenades. Like probably the best part of this movie is watching just dudes just like explode into fleshy chunks. either their whole bodies or their faces or like anything that can explode on a person.
Is it in 3D?
I didn't see it in 3D, okay. But I'm not sure if there's a 3D version of it.
Sometimes that's fun to have like the body parts in 3D.
I'm sure. It's only an hour and 37 minutes long.
That's good.
Yeah, it's good, but it oversells itself. Like it takes its plot too seriously when it's a very generic plot. So I don't know. It didn't have enough like backstory to make anything you really care about anything. But
how's Matt Damon? Is he good?
He was fine. I mean, he worked with what they gave him, I guess.
Right. He needed to build another level on his house, I think.
Right. There wasn't any like memorable lines or anything. He didn't like, I think if he did you guys know? See the Total Recall like remake?
No.
Yes.
Okay. I would like say this is that same type of taking itself super seriously that the Total Recall remake did.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
You don't like that.
So it needs
No,
humor.
I didn't like that. That was the worst thing about the new Total Recall is that it had no humor at all.
And Elysium's so. Like that.
I see. It's well, you should perfect. Check out this District 13. And the one I saw was the sequel, District 13 Ultimatum. I think I had seen the other one a while ago. But it's the French action martial arts parkour movie. And they're really good because it's mostly action and it doesn't take itself seriously. There's plenty of jokes. And there's really good ass kicking, at least in the sequel. I don't really remember the first one, to be honest, but this new one, the Ultimate District 13 Ultimatum, there's a bald guy, French bald guy. He kicks the shit out of everybody. Like it's like that other movie, The Raid. You know, remember in The Raid, Wombat, how when the guys are fighting each other and like you can just like feel the impact while you're watching it? Like it looks like it hurts. Like when the guy's head is being slammed against the wall repeatedly. They really sell it. And these movies, they really sell it too. So District 13 and District 13 Ultimatum. I bet you one of them's on Netflix. They probably both sure. are, actually. I probably watched that on I didn't I'm sure I didn't pay for that. So yeah, I'm sure they're both on Netflix. No, I wouldn't take a chance. Like that doesn't sound like the thing that I would take the chance like spend $5 on like when I have plenty of free options.
Understood.
Okay. Anyway, should we do new releases?
Sure. There's some new releases this week. I know both of you guys have been playing DuckTales, correct?
Ooh. I finished DuckTales.
I did not finish it.
Let me tell you the problem with DuckTales.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to just go right into it. Here's what's wrong with DuckTales. And you played a little bit of it, and I don't know if it affected you as much as it affected
okay.
me.
Okay.
On the outset, visually, the game looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They did a really good job. They built the game again from the ground up.
The animation looks like you're watching the TV show,
but it doesn't.
A little bit.
They have those, you know, those cutscenes, and they added all of the voiceover dialogue.
Right.
Their beaks don't move.
Who cares?
I care.
Oh,
I can't. They're ducks. It's not like you have to make mouths move. But if you're going to take the effort to rebuild the game from scratch and add in the dialogue,
I have breaking
but you're going to have these closed mouths with with words coming out of them, right. I can't handle it.
I have breaking news for you, Ahmet. Breaking news. Capcom is cheap as fuck. Okay.
I can't imagine it would have been that much more difficult to make them to make the beaks go open and close, open and close. It could have been just that simple. Just open, close,
open, close.
I'm sure
it costs more money,
close.
And they were just like, no. The problem with the game, Wombat,
they could have taken out the voices and just had the beaks open and close.
No,
and I would have been
happier.
Being
ridiculous, dude. First of all,
it was. I couldn't watch. I had to start skipping cutscenes. No,
oh my god, Shipwreck, did you try this at all?
No, I haven't. But this is hilarious that Wombat can't handle the cutscenes.
I literally couldn't handle it. I'm like, I know they're speaking, but their mouths aren't moving, and my brain is not able to handle this.
Right. You would think
they're animated ducks.
It's crude.
I'm okay with that. The game is okay. I mean, it's fine. It took me, 2.5 hours to finish the whole thing?
The problem is the price.
Yeah, it's also too expensive.
The problem is you're used to playing, now these days, you're used to playing very high quality iPhone games and iPad games that look as good as this for a fraction of the cost.
Well, you're paying for nostalgia.
You're paying for nostalgia, and Capcom knows that there are people that are most hardcore fans will lay out top dollar right away for it. And then it's just the sales will just fall off a cliff. And then
I supposedly put 5 hours into this game, according to Raptor. 5 hours.
I mean, I played it, and I've never played the original DuckTales.
Oh, I played the original DuckTales. That's another thing that I'm kind of annoyed about. For $15, even if it's when you finish the new game, you should be able to play the original.
Right, Nintendo.
Like, it should be there.
Nintendo can probably make sure that doesn't happen.
It's such an empty package. Like, there isn't enough there to warrant. Again,
it's the price.
I know it's the price.
If you paid $5
for this, you'd
be completely.
And they're trading on nostalgia.
Yeah. You'd be completely satisfied if it was $5.
I'd be more willing to buy it at 10 even.
10
like,
is even more reasonable.
Yeah, that $15 when I know what it is.
Yeah.
Like, I want to play it.
I had a 25% off. There was a 25% off deal at Green Man Gaming, and that's why I bought it. It was $11 or $12.
It's going to be, because what is it? Flashback comes out next week, and I love that game, and that's going to be $10. And that seems right for that game.
Oh, is it coming out?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Anyway, well, I liked it, and I thought, like, you know, you can tell the guy who does Scrooge McDuck is pretty old in the, you know.
Yes. Well, he was Wilbur on Mr. Ed.
Oh, I did not know that. Anyway, I thought they did a good job with what they had, and I didn't feel, like, necessarily bad about buying it. Ty seemed to really like it, even though he didn't know what DuckTales is, and he could play. I played it on, did you play on normal or easy?
No, I played on, well, defaults to easy.
Does it?
So I just stuck with it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, on easy, yeah. If you die, you just continue where you left off.
Yeah.
So, and that's good for kids, and I don't know. I thought they did a pretty good job with it, but yeah, the price is kind of...
It's fine. It's just the not moving mouths, it really bothered me a lot. And maybe I'm being irrational.
I didn't even notice.
I don't know. Well, if other people noticed, you can let us know. Or if I'm being irrational, you could let us know.
Oh, you're being irrational. I'll let you know right now.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Oh, my son, he's never going to be six again. He's never going to be six again.
He's not even six yet. He's five.
Look at that. You've already lost it.
He'll be six in October. yeah. So I don't know. If it was cheaper, you wouldn't complain at all. You'd be
probably
satisfied.
Not.
Anyway, what else we got this week, Ship?
We have Payday 2 came out.
I read some reviews. It sounded pretty interesting. Yeah. I have the first one. I didn't play it that
much. But is it worth getting this, or are you better off waiting for that Grand Theft Auto multiplayer?
Right. Oh, you want to talk about that right now?
I'm just saying. I mean,
I
watched
Grand
that
Theft
video
Auto
today, and
awesome.
It looks like, you know, every video I've seen of Payday looks like something that I've seen in Grand Theft Auto Online.
But Payday's first person, at least I think, right? The first one was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's more of a contained environment than what a Grand Theft Auto is.
Okay, just asking.
Certainly, yeah. Well, certainly compared to Grand Theft Auto Online, it does not seem as appealing. Before that video existed. Yeah.
Which the crazy thing about Grand Theft Auto Online, you know, it's a completely separate game technically.
I saw that. Yeah, I didn't read too much about it.
It won't be out until 2 weeks after the single player game.
Oh, you mean when the PC version comes out? No.
Is that when the PC version is coming out?
I mean,
it's going to be a download, a free download.
Cool.
If you own the game.
Right. Sounds awesome. I mean, the video looks pretty amazing. It's hard to believe that that stuff is running, like all those videos are running on a console.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I believe
exciting
that it
stuff.
Is.
No,
I still don't believe it. Like yeah. They keep on showing it. And no, it just
I think it's a PC running off a PC.
Yeah, it just the clarity on it just looks too high res.
No, I mean, yeah, it looks like Saints Row 4 on my PC, which is no way it could look like that.
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I don't know. I'd love to it's be. Trust my... me, I'd love to be wrong. Because then imagine what the PC version is going to look like.
Wrong. There you go. Yeah.
It looks amazing, though. I mean, I was just like, really? But you know, you have to also, let's take everything with a grain of salt, okay? Let's wait a little bit and see if they can deliver before we start spooging all over the place.
Yes, that game is not out yet.
Right. It does exist. Unlike the Xbox One, it does exist. But it is not out yet. What else? New releases still.
Wombat, this Sunday, Mario and Luigi Dream Team comes out. I know you've been playing that.
Right? I have been playing that game. That game, I think I talked about it last week because the embargo was up. Or did I not?
Oh, no, I don't think you did.
Oh, I didn't? Okay. Yeah, it's... Sorry. I talked about it, I think, on our Twitch thing.
Yeah.
It's good. I don't love it. The pace is really slow and maybe a little too slow for me. The character animations are really good, and I happen to think it looks fantastic. Some of the battles can be a lot of fun. The dream world mechanics are fun and unique, and there's a lot of cute moments where you're like, oh, that's, you know, and you'll chuckle to yourself while you play it. But there's also these moments where literally you're talking to two people. And they'll essentially repeat the same thing. So you'll talk to, you know, you'll be like, Mario, we need to find where the bridge is to get to the area. And then the other person will go, yeah, we need to go to where the bridge is to get to the area. You know, where the bridge is. And it's, I got it the first time. You don't need to repeat it. The text already moves slow enough.
Right.
I just want to get to the bridge.
It's like this game was made for kids or something.
But, kids who can read.
Did their mouths
yes.
move?
Honestly, I didn't notice. You know what it is? Because mostly they're like circles with eyes and no mouths. You can get away with it.
Right. But I know what you mean, though, Wombat, because I find sometimes, like, this happens in a lot in open world games, where they're still telling you, like, really basic information popping up on the screen. You've been playing the game for, like, 15 hours, and they're like, hey, you know about this gun? You can shoot it and reloads quicker.
And now imagine that, but imagine when that happens, it's three people that say it.
Right. Saints Row 4 has that problem. Not, I mean, it's not a big problem, obviously, but it's just...
It's, you know, it's not a problem if it moves, but this game, it feels like it's... It, like, the pace never feels like it ramps up to where you want it to be. On the plus side of the game, you can save anywhere at any time, so that's kind of cool.
And important for a portable game.
It is. That's what, you know, that's why I'm bringing it up. But I mean, it's not that it's a bad game. It's just the pacing is just, it's not right. The pacing isn't right.
I've always had a problem with the pacing in the Mario and Luigi series. Like, they're very charming, but they're also, like, I'll be charmed 1 second and then be falling asleep the next.
That's it, exactly. Which is funny because the game is all about sleeping.
Right, you better make sure your game is not boring if it's about sleeping, because then all the reviewers are going to make jokes about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Mario and Luigi Dream Team, more like I don't know, I got nothing.
Yeah,
but somebody smarter could think of something. Somebody who's not having a nervous breakdown could think of something.
Aww.
I'm joking. I'm fine. I'm just, you know.
No, you're not. I'm okay. You're falling apart.
Whatever, falling dude. Apart at least I don't get freaked out because the duck bills weren't moving when they were talking.
Oh, my God. It bothered me so much. I mean, I finished the game.
Can you imagine, like, the Wombat review? Like, if we, I mean, nobody cares because it's on Cheap Ass Gamer, but, like, if, let's say Wombat worked for Polygon or something and gives it, like, a 6.5 or a 6, and he's like, yeah, those duck bills not moving, and really bothered me.
Oh, I would knock comments? Off 2 points for that right off the top. Just slice 2 points.
I could just imagine the comments. It'd be awesome. I could see that happening, by the way, on a review mm-hmm. from a crazy person. What else we have in new releases?
Fruit here? Ninja for $8 came out on the Vita.
Now that's funny.
What the hell is
they,
that?
They
about?
Nailed the pricing on the Vita.
Yeah.
By the way, I might be extra. I'm extra angry this week, if you haven't noticed.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people out there that really want to be able to play that amazing Premiere Connect game, but on a portable device.
Well, no, it's an iPad game.
It was a joke.
Right. But it was probably cheaper on. Was it? How much was it on Kinect?
Now, what is it? Nah, $10 on Kinect.
But it was free.
I don't
with,
remember. I reviewed it.
It was free once, though.
It was free with someone with a puppeteer, wasn't it? Or something?
I don't think it was something.
The puppet string master or whatever that thing was called. Not the puppeteer, the one, the gunslinger puppet game.
Yeah, gunstringer.
Gunstringer, there you go. Thank you. Somebody plays
games. No problem,
that's
what I'm here for.
What else?
I like this. The title of this 3DS eShop game.
What's that?
Tangram Style.
Opa Tangram Style. Is that a yoga game? I don't even know what that means.
I would guess it's the Tangrams are those... kind of geometry problems where there's an outline and you're given like little different wooden blocks that are shaped differently.
You would know that, engineer.
So
that sounds like a great game. So if you're going to get you. That's like day one for you, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, as long as they do a parody of the Gangnam Style song as the opening song.
Right. You should
or
review
if that,
that
just looped in the background while I saw these problems.
Can you review that? Have you got a review copy coming?
Do they send out eShop? Does anybody ask for review codes for eShop?
Do people
games?
Review these games? I don't even know. Smash Bowling? Anyway, anything else? Exciting? No. I'm looking through this list.
No, I think we're good on new releases.
Open Me for the... Oh, that's a Vita game, too. That was supposed to be kind of interesting. That's like that augmented reality... Isn't it like augmented reality box opening game or something? I don't know.
You've already lost me.
I almost bought a Vita game.
Lost me already.
I almost bought Dragon's Crown, but I thought it was cross-buy, and then when I found out it wasn't, I didn't buy it. I was close. I got to the point where I charged the Vita and updated the firmware and got into the store, and then I was like...
That's as close as you're ever going to be.
Because I thought, like, well, should I buy it for PS3 or should I buy it for Vita? And I couldn't decide, and then I just bought nothing. So I think they really hurt themselves by not having that a cross buy. It's cross play. I don't know.
Well, it's cross because you can bring your save along.
Right. So you have to buy both of them. It seems like a bad call. I bet you they could have made more money. Anyway, what else? That's it?
That's it.
Should we move on?
Yes, GoDaddy.
Oh, fucking GoDaddy. What do we got for GoDaddy?
Nice.
Oh shit. So we got $2.49 domain registrations with CAG 249. Yep. We've got a 32% off your order with coupon code 32OFF1, and we have a $4 domain registration with free private registration with coupon code FREE9. That's GoDaddy.com.
There you go.
Yeah, I didn't mean it when I said fuck GoDaddy. You fucking GoDaddy. I don't know what I meant. I don't know what's going on.
I don't either. Do you want to go to some multi-platforming cheapies news and stuff?
Hold on, I need to take it.
Okay. You got it? You're all right there?
I'm okay.
Saints Row 4. You like that?
Tell us about Saints Row.
Let me have a drink. Hold on. Let me have a drink here.
What are you drinking?
Whiskey.
Mm-hmm. Mugicha. It's barley tea, iced tea. barley iced tea. It's very good. It has no sugar and no taste. Saints Row 4 is a very good game that I played for about 29 hours on the PC. I really liked it a lot, but the more I played it, the less I liked it. And that point came a lot sooner than it came with Saints Row the Third, which I played about 60 hours of, and the other ones I know I sunk a lot of time into it. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying like, you know, I only played 29 hours of it, boo hoo. I'm just saying that as a barometer, it didn't grab me as much. And I think that the big reason is that the missions are just too similar, and they really have like not very much to do with you being a superpowered individual. Now, you probably know in this game that it's like basically the Matrix, and that's where your superpowers come from. And it just seemed like too limited to me in what they had you doing with these superpowers, which were awesome to use. Now, Wombat, I know that you, and Shipwreck too, you both were huge Crackdown fans, right? Like big time.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's a fun game.
You didn't sink like a ridiculous amount of time into that ship grabbing those orbs?
The first Crackdown I did. The second Crackdown, I mean, I played it through completion and then a little bit more. But Crackdown was fun because, yeah, you got to jump around with your friends and grab orbs and then shoot guys.
Right. Volition accomplished the hardest part, which was making the character fun to control. And they did that. Like, it's really fun to run around at super speed, super jump over buildings, and then glide all over. It's probably, you know, it reminded me of the Hulk game, Ultimate Destruction. And I don't know. They did that part is really fun. And that part never really gets old. And in fact, it's almost too good in that it makes you not want to use any of the vehicles in the game, which was like one of my favorite parts of the other game. You know, being a car fan, you know, you want to customize the cars, but why drive in a car when you'd be jumping over buildings and shit and climbing up buildings? And
Crackdown had the same problem too.
But Crackdown never had a good car system, right? The first one was okay, actually, with the
transforming. They had those transforming cars, which were pretty good.
It was kind of cool, but you couldn't drive a car and then push a button and have it turn into a plane. I still don't know why we don't have that. I still don't know why there's no like transforming mechs. There's a mech suit in the game, but it doesn't turn into anything. I don't know. I think the game could have been a lot better if you were actually a superhero and not in the Matrix, but in the real world. It just could have given you more interesting things to do rather than doing those activities. You know, like all those side missions from the other Saints Row games? A lot of the main missions in this are just like do four of those. They'll say like, oh, do this. And then you finish that. You finish that, you know, like the race that you do, the running race. And then, okay, now go over here and do this activity. And then you do four of those and then you've accomplished the mission. And
do you think that's just because of the development cycle that it had and kind of like where we are on the consoles?
Yeah, definitely. And that was the most disappointing part for me. I was surprised actually that it didn't bother many other game reviewers. I saw a few mention it, but the scores. I mean, and I don't care what other reviewers give the game, but I had predicted it seemed like that would be the type of thing that would really bother critics, and I just assumed that it would give them a lower score. That they would give the game a lower score, but they did. I mean, the game has been getting great, great reviews. I guess it didn't seem to bother them at much. I tried to do maybe because I spent a lot of time with the game. Like, I don't know, like it definitely doesn't take you 29 hours to beat the single player game. I probably got like 70% completion, 65% completion or maybe more. Collecting a lot, there's a lot of stuff to collect. There's a lot of those orbs, just like Crackdown. And I spent a lot of time just collecting that stuff. So just doing the same activities over and over again maybe got boring for me because of that. And maybe other reviewers just sort of went more forward. But it's a great game. I recommend it really to anybody. It's great. I wonder what the console version is like compared to the PC version.
I heard the 360 version's a little wonky.
Oh, really? But the PS3 is okay?
I don't know anything about the PS3 version. I just know that I heard that. I don't want to speak for something I don't know about.
I can't. I had some weird shit happen when I was playing. I had some weird glitches happen. And it was weird because, like I said, I played 29 hours. And there's some little weird things happen. Like, you know, cutscenes may end too abruptly. It just doesn't. They don't have like a smooth transition like you'd expect from a, you know, like a AAA production. But when I got to, that's okay. Those don't bother me that much. But I got to the end of the game. There was one mission where I couldn't, it would just, when I got to the checkpoint, it would just hang on the loading screen. It would just repeat over and over again. It would never load the actual next scene. I tried that like 4 or 5 times. And then what I did is I went and I just did another mission. I did some side mission. And then I went back and it worked. So that was kind of weird. And then later, one of my powers, you know, you have all different kinds of powers. And one of them is like your basic, you know, freeze blast, fire blast, and some other thing. So my whole blast power tree just would not work at all. I couldn't use it at all. It just never, it was really weird. And that was like one of my go-to weapons, but... There's plenty of weapons.
That's almost as bad as like if DuckBills didn't move when they talked.
Right. Like that.
I agree.
DuckBills not moving bad, to me is like really low compared to like I can't use one of my power trees in this part of the game. And it's not because of like what's happening in the story. It's a glitch.
The ducks can't use their lips.
Their bills. The bills just need to go up and down. I don't know how that's so hard.
Right. But the weapons are really fun, even if you don't use the powers. Like, there's some parts of the game where you can't use your powers.
And Uncle Scrooge, I can't move my mouth. How can I eat food? I'm going to waste away and die.
Yeah. Anyway, so Saints Row, great. If you go to twitch.tv/GBassGamer, you can see I have clips of me playing through the game with my friend Scott and some other games, which we'll talk about later.
Excellent.
Ship, you got the NVIDIA Shield, I see.
I did.
Thank you for beta testing that for us.
No problem. Yeah,
really.
I was watching Micro Center, the local Micro Center's website, and it would tell me when they got them in stock. And so they got 4 of them in stock. I went over and picked one up. They sold all 4 that day, by the way. So
interesting.
I believe it when NVIDIA says these things are selling great as far as the number of they've put out there. Like, I don't think they've released that many of them.
Compared to the Vita, it sounds like it's doing better in the stores in your neighborhood.
It is.
Because I remember
you
did this, you counted all the Vitas. Shipwreck likes to stalk the stores, in case you haven't figured that out. He likes to know what's going on. I mean, it is a great way to get a handle on what's moving. Don't go by what people are writing on NeoGAF.
Right.
They don't know.
At least in a local sense of it. But
it's a man on the street.
The NVIDIA Shield, that thing is good. Like it.
Really?
Yes. Like, I don't care about all the Android stuff on there. That's superfluous. Like,
okay.
It's fine. It's got Android Jelly Bean on there.
I read Ben Gilbert's review, and he said that he really liked... The only thing I think he used the Android for was Hulu and Netflix.
Yeah, that stuff actually works. It does work very well.
He liked the way...
It does Netflix, guys.
What's that?
It does Netflix.
It does Netflix.
Oh, wow.
Did it. They nailed that.
They nailed it.
The thing about that is it's a better operating system than the Vita or the 3DS. Is what you're getting in the background because it's an operating system.
It's a real. I was talking to my friend Scott, who is, like I said, who's here, and he's a big fan of the Vita. And I was talking about how I just turned mine on for the first time. And if you could look at the operating system of the Vita, it's comparable to like the first iPhone. Remember when the first iPhone came out and shit was like, it was pretty weak. That's where they are in their development cycle, is like iPhone 3. Is where the Vita is. And it's not a great place to be in 2013, I think. Anyway, more about the Vita.
Or more about the Shield?
I mean, the NVIDIA. I was looking at NVIDIA, and I'm like, that looks like a Vita, kind of.
Well, that's – I think the name is terrible because you can't – like, I can't even talk about this thing without saying the whole like name of it every time I like bring it up. Or,
oh, NVIDIA, like you can't call it the Shield because people won't know what you're talking about.
Right. And you have to say the whole name of it to like it was a bad name.
Right. Because you can say like, oh, I'm using I'm going to go play with my Shield. Like it's what?
They should have called it the NVIDIA One.
I brought my Shield to work today.
No, you're not going to do that. This thing is huge. I took a picture of me trying to fit it into my pocket. Like it just gets like one little nub on the side into the pocket, and that's all you can fit. Like it's,
to be fair, it's you enormous. Wear tight pants.
A little bit. I like a snug fit.
Right.
But I mean, it's the size. It's comparable in size to like a Duke controller, the Xbox.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Original
too.
Xbox. Yeah, and it's a comfortable controller to use, even though the thumbsticks are sunken in.
Right.
I haven't had any issues with like controls or anything.
All right. So what's we all only want to know about one thing though, really, the game streaming.
It works pretty well. It's all like I think the reason it doesn't work great yet for me is I don't think I've gone in and adjusted my home inner like my network, my wireless network to be agreeable with it at all times.
I don't know what that means.
I have an Apple Airport Express.
I have that. Oh, I have the Extreme.
So, or Extreme. Whichever one does the dual band.
You have the good one.
I have the good one.
Yeah. Extreme.
But then my computer, it flips back and forth between the 2.4 gigahertz network and the 5 gigahertz network. And so I think depending on which network it's on, I get different results as far as streaming goes.
Right. Got
Theoretically, shouldn't the 5 gigahertz be better?
Yes.
Or does it,
but
yeah,
you can't,
okay. You're
having a hard time forcing it to use that.
Right. For some reason, my computer just wants to like default to whichever one has like the better signal, I guess. So I think I need to adjust some network settings or something, like force it to use that. When it works, it's awesome. Like playing Tomb Raider in bed or Borderlands in bed, it's like it streams well. There was very minimal like lag at all.
Audio lag?
Yeah, same thing. Like when it's working, when you have the streaming like and everything's going, there's no lag. No
when you find that when you find that it's working perfectly, is it because you are closer to your router or
no?
Or
I've found no difference in that. Like I have,
that's the disturbing part.
Yeah, that's the frustrating part about it. Is it's like okay, I just go down and like reset stuff a bunch, and then eventually I'll get it to where it's working right. But it looks nice. Like
the screen
playing Tomb Raider and Borderlands 2, like they look better than. They do on like the 360.
Oh yeah, they should. Of course. Yeah. And especially on a really small screen, it should look super sharp and very high. And the screen is supposed to be very nice.
Yeah, it is. And it's you can play. So there's the way it's set up right now, because the streaming's in beta, is it pops up when you go to that menu, and it has, I have like 10 games that they've said, like, these are like supported. So like Borderlands, Borderlands 2, Half-Life, there's a handful of games. Tomb Raider's on there as well. But then you can also just launch the Steam app. And that turns, like, if you're looking at your computer while that happens, it turns it into big screen mode.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you can play anything on there. And what I've been playing most on it is Rogue Legacy.
Ah, works pretty well on there.
Yeah, that is perfect. Because we talked about last episode, I wanted that to be a portable game.
And now it is.
Now I play it in bed.
Kinda.
And that works perfect, even though it's not one of the supported games.
Awesome.
I'm really happy with it so far.
I'm sure like for indie game, like these smaller games that don't require that much processing power, it probably works much better. You probably can expect better performance.
Well, maybe on the ones that aren't certified or whatever, that they haven't.
Right. Yeah.
But like Tomb Raider and Borderlands, those work perfectly fine,
and they're certified.
Yeah, whatever, they show up as being hey, this works on the Shield.
Cool. Well, it sounds like you're pretty happy with it.
I am. I just have to work out the network issues some, which I knew was going to be
right.
That's the thing, is like nobody knows how this is going to work at their house.
Right.
That's the most difficult sell. Well, and the $300 and the fact that nobody needs this. Those are the most difficult parts.
Yeah, I think the fact that no one needs it is kind of important.
How's the battery life?
Pretty good. It hasn't run out. I mean, while I've been playing, like I've let it go overnight and it's still been have a charge. So it goes for multiple hours. Like,
is that a touchscreen on there?
Yeah, it's multi-touch.
Okay.
You can play any games that use a mouse.
Oh, wow. You can play FTL on there.
Yeah, I think so. I haven't tried it.
It might be pretty small.
Yeah, it's got multi-touch. I mean, there's a lot of tech put in. This thing has a fan inside of it.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with it. But
cool.
I'm hoping they continue to, like, it sells well enough that they continue to support it and it gets more stuff, but. Right. I haven't bought any Android games yet, that's for sure.
You should buy Papers, Please and play it on there. That would be probably a lot of fun to use on there, which I've been playing. Wombat, I think it's for Mac too, maybe. Do you want to play a game where you are the document inspector at a fictional communist country's border crossing? Because if you do, Papers, Please, not Rogue Legacy. It's really good, though. I mean, this is the very definition of an indie game, in case you were wondering. I think it's just one guy made this game, but it's great. I mean, it's something like mesmerizing and zen about, you know, laying out all these documents in front of you and checking the names, checking the passport number, making sure they have the right seal, making sure they have the right entry permit.
Now, is there other consequences if you let the wrong person through?
Yeah. So you are playing as this guy who's the inspector, and you have a family, and at the end of every day you get paid and you have to pay for heat and food and medicine for your family, and everybody's always sick and hungry and cold, and then you never have enough money to...
This sounds like my life.
You never have enough money. You'll be like, oh, so my wife and son are both very sick and I have enough money to buy medicine for one of them. So that, and then
sounds
if
like
your family
my,
dies,
like my life,
right? And if your family dies, the game is over. There's story in the game too. So people will come up to you while you're working in the booth and be like, I'm a spy, and hold on to these papers, and you have to give it to this other spy, but make sure you give them these fake ones. Like, it's really, really clever. It's really well done. It's $10. It's on Steam. It's called Papers, Please. It's really good.
Sure it's fun.
Yeah. Well, I bet you should play it. I might have to gift it to you if it'll run on your computer.
I was going to say, I don't think it'll... It probably won't run on my computer.
A simple, 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 simple game.
I know, but my computer, I'm pretty sure, is made out of cardboard and hamsters.
Right. Okay. What else we got here? There's a lot of games on here.
Yeah. I've been playing some of Super House of the Dead Ninjas.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
Played that either one of you? I know. No. I don't know if it's on something that Wamba can play or not.
What is it?
It's an Adult Swim published game. It's actually a little bit like Rogue Legacy in that you go through and you're a ninja. It's a lot more fast paced than Rogue Legacy, but you go through, and as you go through, you unlock more and more stuff as you keep going through the same like area. But it's fun. One of the developers sent over the DLC, but I hadn't played the original game first, so I'm not sure what the DLC was and what was the original game. But there's DLC out for it.
Cool.
Yeah. And I've also been playing the preview build of Shadow Warrior, the reimagining of the old Shadow Warrior.
Hmm.
Did you guys play that at all, the old one?
I don't think so. It doesn't sound familiar to me.
It was like the first person shooter with, but also had like throwing stars and swords and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think I played that one. Oh, wait, I'm looking at it now. Yeah. I was more of a Hexen.
Yeah, Hexen was pretty good. But the new Shadow Warrior, it seems like they're going for a pretty humorous take. Like, it opens up and you're like driving in a, I don't know if it's a Camaro, but it looks like an 80s Camaro.
Okay.
And the name of your character is Lo Wang. and he's blasting and singing along to The Touch in his car. And then you go through, and it's a super violent game as well. So you're lopping off limbs and heads, and it's enjoyable so far. I've played like a level and a half of it or something. I was thinking about streaming that.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool. You should do that.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't mean to change topics abruptly, but I just looked down at my my foot. I have a very long piece of dental floss that is tucked into my sock, and it's about 10 inches hanging out of my sock. Now, I haven't changed my socks since I got home from going to Ty's camp and standing through the performance. So I think I just spent the morning walking around Tokyo American Club with 10 inches of dental floss hanging out of my shoe.
I'm sure no one noticed.
No, it's not obvious at all.
No, I'm sure.
It's white. Luckily, it's not the clear one. It's the white one.
If there's not a tooth hanging off the end of it, no one has no idea.
Okay, good. My fly is closed, though. So I got that.
That's
going
all
for
that
me.
Matters. Because I've done that before.
I do that every day. I'm the worst. I'm the worst. All right, what else we got here? I'm the worst. What about this Call of Duty Ghosts?
Did you watch that multiplayer trailer? Huh?
I did.
Did you, huh?
I did. You made me watch it. There was a dog.
Well, actually, Shipwreck made me watch it, and then I told you to watch it.
I did not like the Eminem song. I'm just going to say that right now.
It's okay.
It's not.
Yeah, that was fine, but
the game looks good.
Man, that trailer, that looks fun.
I'm telling you.
It makes me wish I was good at the game.
Well, because
I know I'll never play it, at least not well enough to do anything that happens in that trailer.
Did you click this link that I put on here about the new Wombat mode?
Yeah, I'm suspect.
You don't need to play the game, it sounds like, right?
Well, where's the fun in that?
I don't know. Do the mouths move?
I mean, if I'm going to play a first-person shooter, I want to run around and shoot things.
Let me tell you something. I bought the last Call of Duty game.
I still, it's the only one I've never played.
Blops.
Mm-hmm.
Blops 2. And just the other day, like, I decided to play some of the multiplayer and I bought it on PC. And of course, I'm going to be really bad on PC. And I was bad. But you know what? It was still pretty fun. I didn't really mind. Nobody's talking. Nobody's yelling at me. I didn't hear anybody talking. And, you know, if I had like a 50-50 kill death ratio, I considered that like a victory. And that didn't happen too often. But I still had fun. I don't know. And I'll say, like, I saw, remember, I went to the Ghosts, Call of Duty Ghosts E3 presentation. That was a pretty good fucking presentation. I got us. I was the only one of us, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Shipwreck, why didn't they fly you out to this event?
I don't know.
What a bunch of jerks.
Were they supposed to?
Yeah.
Have they ever?
Like I'm Mr. Call of Duty.
Have they ever done that for you? I don't think so.
Activision?
No.
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 No. But they should start.
Whatever. Who cares? Shipwreck can't go anyway. He's busy.
It looks. Yeah.
No.
I've got a pregnant wife. Right. I got to stay around here.
Right. There might be a driveway that needs resurfacing.
Right.
Banisters that need
our neighbor's driveway. What about your neighbors? I could see that being an issue.
I cannot raise a child on a block where our next door neighbor's driveway doesn't look the same as ours.
Right. I was talking to Shima about like some of her like pregnancy freakouts, and she reminded me that I once ordered the wrong pizza, a pizza that she didn't want, and she just broke down and started crying from Domino's. And I was like, I'll just order another one. It'll be here in 10 minutes. Don't cry. Please.
I once woke up to a sound coming from the bathroom. This is when Laura was pregnant with the first one, and I had no idea what that noise was. It sounded like construction. And I will walk into our bathroom, and my wife decided that she no longer liked the wallpaper and decided to just rip it all down.
What time?
This had to be at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
What was she ripping it down with?
Just her hands.
Her bare hands?
Just her bare hands, just ripping down as much as she could.
And then what did you do when you saw that?
I'm like, what? I was like, what are you doing? She's like, this wallpaper has to go. We need to change this bathroom now. So I had, you know, we took down the wallpaper. We
right
went
then
to
and there,
Depot
huh?
and bought paint and repainted the bathroom that day.
Good man.
Yep.
Did you just start helping, pulling down the wallpaper right then?
No. No. I'm like, I'm not getting involved in this.
Right. You probably would do it wrong anyway.
Exactly. I'm like, okay. And you just have to like take a step back, take a deep breath, and go, I know why she's doing this. I'm going to let her do it, get it out of her system,
right,
and then I'll clean it up when she's done.
Right. It's good. It's bad. I learned pretty quickly that it was best not to argue.
Yep. And it passes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good way to do it. Yeah. Just go with it. Just like that horrible Adam Sandler movie, just go with it. What else we have here? Yeah, so I was saying, I saw that E3 presentation and the game does look a lot better. Like, I mean, just significantly looks really a lot better. And they had the best theater that I've ever been in. But look, the game looks really good. So we'll see. I'm sure I'll buy it.
I think I'd rather wait for next gen on it, knowing that there's going to be a next gen for
it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to mess. You don't want to. Well, they have that. Don't they have that deal at GameStop where if you buy
have to be a reward zone member.
But that does that cost anything?
It's free? Like $50.
What?
What?
It's not free. Isn't it paid? It used to be paid.
I don't know.
No, there's like a free version of that too, but I'm not sure if that.
It doesn't work. I didn't think it would work with the free version. I thought it'd be like the whole point behind it.
No. You don't have to pay for that. No. Come on.
You sure?
I'm very sure. Speaking of GameStop,
all right.
Should we talk about the Xenoblade thing? Do you know about that?
Sure. So they are getting these reprinted copies of Xenoblade for the Wii and selling them as used for $90.
Right. What's happening is if people who are longtime CAGs will remember that we went through this with Game Quest Direct about, 7 years ago, what a retailer can do is contact a publisher and say, look, why don't you print me up 50,000 copies of this game and I'll pay you for it. And I'll, here's the money. Print them up and I'll sell them. And that's what GameQuest Direct did with a bunch of games. And gamers did not, collectors don't like it because it makes their games worth less. But games are a very bad investment. You should collect games because you like to play them. Whatever.
Yeah, they did it to a lot of Atlas games.
Right, but I mean,
GameQuest Directed.
And people some people were mad, but I mean, the way I look at it is, people must want to buy the game. There must be demand there for them to do this. The option is you're going to have to pay more for the game, probably.
But should GameStop be selling the game as used for 90, or should they be selling it for new?
Gotcha. See, and somebody asked me about that on Twitter, and I think the reason why they do that is because it's like a legal issue, and it's not new implies that it's original. Right? Like it's the original. If I say this game is new and you see it sealed, you're going to assume, I think most shoppers would assume, this is the game that came out in whatever year that game came out.
So basically,
not
when
a reprint.
They say used, they mean
2012, all the way back in
time. Right, the way back. That's highly collectible. So yeah, so I think that's what they're doing, is they're just trying to cover their ass a little bit. I don't think it's anything more sinister than that.
I mean, yeah.
Right? What else would be the other reason? What could be the possible other reason to
do that? I don't know. That's what I was trying to figure out also. I'm going to take your word for it and say, okay, that's plausible. And
I don't know that. I didn't talk to anybody about it. I'm just guessing.
And I know people are upset that they're selling it for $90, but if people are buying it for $90, then why would you sell it for $90?
Right. I mean, you can do something about that. If you don't buy it, GameStop has a big warehouse filled with these games now somewhere, and they need to sell them. So if you don't buy them, they'll have to lower the price. That's how this works. People, I don't understand why people get upset. I mean, I know it's fun to hate on GameStop. And I know that
people love GameStop now. You didn't know?
I can't follow.
Remember when they announced when the Xbox was going to knock them out of the used games business?
Oh, GameStop. People think now that GameStop came to their rescue? No one thinks that. Come on. I don't know. So people are upset. I don't really understand why. It's like just like they're selling any other game. If you think that they're marking it used to be dishonest somehow, I think that they're just trying to cover their ass. I mean, do you think that some people think that they're marking it used so people think it's the original? I don't know. What they should do is just put a small sticker on it and say this is a reprint or something. I mean, and then people could really have no reason to be angry, right?
Have you? Did you see that link I just posted in there?
I am. I'm looking now.
Did you know, or I guess, you know, Blade came out in 2011, whatever. But there is, I updated the link on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I see.
But,
wow.
They grade video games now?
I did
yeah,
not
I didn't know
that.
That. Yeah, I see that. I'm like, yeah, I guess so.
Wow.
So there's a company, what is it, vggrader.com, that is grading them like they're grading baseball cards and that
and
type of
comic
thing.
Books.
It's in a plastic case, and it's got a seal on it with a score, and it has some weird numbers and letters, just like a baseball card would have.
Yeah, it's an 85. This one's graded at an 85 near mint plus silver.
Yeah, I don't know. So those guys, I understand why those guys aren't happy. This is not good for their business, I guess.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't know. It just seems like games
Screw
are a weird
guys.
Thing to be worth money. Like,
yeah,
more
the games
for
are
it.
For playing.
Anyway, I
and
don't know.
And these boots
Maybe
are made for walking.
If I am wrong in why people are upset, then please write in on the keg.
I get why they could be upset, just because they're like, well, GameStop is getting these new copies. Why aren't they selling them for $50?
Because they think it's worth more than that. And that's why they're getting the new copies.
It's because they're a store.
Right.
They're a company that's built on making money.
It's crazy. This is no different than them buying any other game. I realized that the retail price of this game was much lower when it came out, but the game's not out anymore, technically, and it's worth more now. And until GameStop buys enough of these that it drives the price down, or you don't buy them, they'll still be worth $90.
People didn't buy this game to begin with. That's why it became rare.
Right. GameStop probably didn't even buy that many of them. They're probably just testing this out. I don't know how often they've done. I think they've done this, did this once before.
Well, didn't they already put up the Metroid trilogy?
Right. Right.
So they've already done it with the second game.
Right. So they're testing it out. They, you know, they want better margins on this shit. The margins on games are not good. So they were trying to, that's why they do the used thing. And now they're doing this. Don't buy them and they'll bring the price down.
Xenoblade's pretty good though.
What's that?
It's a pretty good game.
Oh, Xenoblade?
Okay. Yeah.
I'll take your word for it. It looks like the kind of game I would never play.
And also,
I think you'd like it.
Let us know in the show thread what the real problem is there. And you could win one of two Steam codes for the new Devil May Cry game. So just write in any comment, actually, in this week's show thread. And you can and say that you want the Steam code for DMC. And
Did you buy the new Humble Bundle? The EA Humble Bundle?
I didn't, but I saw that people were pretty upset about that. Oh, and by the way, that's from our listener, Jeff.
Why are people upset about that?
It's not that they don't think
you
EA
go
is
and
humble.
You buy it, and only certain games you can get some of the games in Steam, and some of the games are in Origin. And right now, if you log into Origin, it will come up with a message as you log in that says, Origin is. You cannot currently put in codes to download games.
Because they're overloaded.
Yeah.
They're not used to being used so much.
It's just, it's a really bad play on EA's part, because part of this whole Humble Bundle thing is it's for the charities. That's all good.
Let's get people to use
EA's,
Origin.
EA's part of it really is, hey, if we do this, we get new users for Origin.
Of course.
And once we get new users, maybe they'll buy new games. And
right.
That type of thing. But if you can't get your games.
Right. You give them a shit experience. They're just you're just adding gasoline onto the existing bonfire of hate for Origin. So,
yeah. So I did it. I downloaded all my Steam games. But I want to play Dead Space 3, which was part of the bundle. And I can't get to it because it's only on Origin.
I already got that for free.
How about those Sims games?
That's only on Origin as well.
Oh, that sucks.
I got that Dead Space game for free from SimCity not working on Origin. Remember that one?
Yeah, I do.
That wasn't that long ago.
No.
Yeah, you know what? At least they know why people don't like Origin now. I mean, they can never say in a board meeting, the EA execs, like, Origin's just as good as Steam. How people love Steam and hate Origin? Now they know. Now they know.
Do we want to skip ahead to Microsoft stuff and then to Nintendo stuff?
How about this leaked emails thing? Let's do that real quick.
Okay. Why are my links not working on this stupid thing anymore?
Click on it once, and then it should pop up with a little link on the bottom.
Yeah, it's not. It's weird. Oh.
Do you want to talk about it or what?
Sure, we could talk about it. Did you read the emails?
I read the email. This is the headline on Kotaku is leaked emails suggest Bethesda misled gamers about Prey 2. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the gist of it was people asked the Bethesda's PR of which studio was working on Prey 2, and the PR lied to them. Not basically, they lied to them, right?
Yeah, yes.
But this happens all the time, probably every day. Right,
with lots of companies that also have nothing to do with video games as well.
Of course,
it's at the end of the day, I guess it is, you know, Bethesda's business to announce who's making a game when they want to announce who's making the game and what that game is, and even if you know, and it may have a lot to do with, you know, this Prey 2 that Arkane is working on, Arkane Austin is working on, really has nothing to do with Prey 1
or Prey 2.
Huh? It's a separate game, I think.
Or the Prey 2 that we saw before.
Exactly. Or the Prey 2 that we may have previously seen. And I wouldn't be surprised if when they do announce this game, it's not called Prey 2 anymore.
I don't know about that. I don't know why
they wouldn't.
I don't know. I mean they got pretty positive buzz from Prey 2 with that E3, but if they're completely throwing that away and starting again, which this Kotaku article basically says that's what's happening. I guess they could change the name of it. I really wanted that Prey 2 game though.
I don't even remember it.
It was Blade Runner.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, it was. You were a bounty hunter and there was aliens and it was, you could eavesdrop on people. There was free running to get around. I mean, it looked great.
Anyway, and what, you know, a lot of people latched onto was one of the leaked emails where guess this guy from Bethesda referred to the media as, now that the news is out, we will be contacted left and right by press sneak fucks who will want to know more. Please don't answer to any of their requests.
Very professional.
Yeah, well, he was probably frustrated, and he was sending it to his team. The fact that someone on his team leaked it, I think, is really more of an issue.
Right.
They use Max.
Yes, they use Max.
I didn't know that anybody used that mail client.
Having your boss be angry at the people that have made his day more difficult and emailing that to an internal group isn't really that crazy.
No, but it is weird how easily the PR reps seem to just flat out lie. You can always say we have no comment at this time, and you're, you know, that's not rude. It's not lying. It's not, there's nothing wrong with that. But when you just flat out lie, I don't know. And probably like a lot of these game writers consider like the PR people like their friends in a way, or like at least they have a friendly relationship. But if you're being flat out lied to on a regular basis, I could see why that could make you not feel so good about the business that you're in or the people that you're working with. They'll get over it. I guess, yeah. Now we know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, this big Microsoft news, Wombat. I'm sure you're very proud of yourself.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
The headset.
There's a head in the box. Is it Gwyneth Paltrow's headset in the box?
So Microsoft is listening to the people, and they are giving everybody what they want. So just if you need something, now's the time, because soon the Xbox One will exist. It'll be too late.
Having the headset in the box is a very smart idea.
Well, ideally you want to be able to have that checkbox.
It's all about perception, and it's all about that checkbox, because every site has that same damn chart.
And the bigger news is,
you don't have to have your Kinect plugged in for your Xbox to work.
Right.
Also goes hand in hand with the headset thing.
Right. Which makes sense. Like, I don't see why they couldn't engineer it so that the thing could still function.
There's no reason. It's just artificial.
Yes, but I am glad that they're still, as of right now, only making one SKU.
Yes. I agree with that. Because I'm
on board with
that. In order for the Kinect to succeed,
everyone
has the potential to succeed, it needs to be there.
Yes. Yeah, whether or not it's plugged in or in your closet, everyone should have one.
It's a different story whether or not it's a smart decision for Microsoft to go that direction, but they've invested a ton of money into Kinect. They think it's the way they want to go. So
the last one was successful.
Yeah. I think it's still that same issue where the problem is that the Kinect is the reason why the X1 is $100 more than the PlayStation 4.
Right.
So without the theoretically without the Kinect, it would cost the same as the PlayStation 4. And there's still a lot of
that's not even true though. That's just the theoretical.
That's the theoretical perception. I'm talking about perception. We're not talking about reality. We're talking about perception, and that's the perception. And people, and there's still a lot of people. You could read every comment about anything regarding the Xbox One. It doesn't matter what it's about. It's all people talk about. I would buy an Xbox One if I didn't have to spend $100 and they were forcing me to get a Kinect that I don't want. That's every comment still.
Right. Well, they haven't made a good case for why you want that new Kinect at all.
You know what the problem is I don't think that's the case they need to make. The case that they need to make isn't why you need Kinect. The case they need to make is why you need to spend an extra $100 to buy an Xbox One over a PlayStation 4.
Right.
And the Kinect, honestly, should not be a part of the conversation. It's why is this box $100 more?
Right.
Why
well, there's is no reason for that
console?
Now.
And as of right now, there really isn't a reason.
But they don't need one
other than
sell them.
Other than making a profit on a hard cost.
But they're going to sell all of them now anyway, so it's no reason to do a price drop now.
I'm not saying they should do it.
Everybody you can.
The problem is I still think they need to. I don't think they're doing a good enough job of showing the value of the console.
No, horrible job.
And I think that's the problem. Personally, I think it's about. I don't necessarily think that it's $100 too much. But I think if it was $50 cheaper, it'd probably be an easier pill to swallow to pay for Kinect. Again, just on a perception level.
I don't think anybody out there, I mean, remember they showed the first Xbox reveal, the TV, 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 Netflix, 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 and the guy's talking to the Kinect and it's really fast and everything's instant and like that. I don't think people believe that it's really like that. I think if they can really show that this voice, I mean, think about it. Like voice,
I still don't think that's enough for the Gen Pop to want to spend $100
more. It'll show really good on daytime television. If it's the best voice control ever. Think about voice controls in your electronic devices now. They kind of suck. And it's not in a place, we're not in a place where.
Is great voice control worth $100?
That's the thing they need to convince people. You're right. I'm not arguing with you. And they have Gamescom and they have TGS.
Yeah, and they do, and it's going to be very interesting to see what they do next week because they need to pull it off.
But they'll sell them all. Like I said, they're going to sell them all anyway for the next six.
Possibly.
You don't think they're going to sell out over the next, let's say, 4 months?
I'm just saying they haven't yet.
First 4 months, rather.
They haven't yet.
You can still get the day ones.
I think so. I think like a Walmart or Target, I believe you still can.
Well, right. they just opened up their orders at those stores.
At those stores.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. What do you ship? What do you think? I mean, right? Aren't they going to sell all these things for like the first 4 months? If they don't, there's a big fucking problem.
Yeah, there's a problem. I would say, yeah, I think I was going to say first 3 months, no problem. I don't know about that fourth one.
That last one. It's really all like Wombat said. They need to demonstrate why this is worth an extra $100.
And to date they haven't done that. And again, you know, amazing. You know what you can get away with, and I believe this. You could probably get away with saying these great voice controls and this Kinect is why this thing costs an extra $50. I think you could kind of pass that off.
But $100 is too much.
But $100 is too much.
What
I
if
think
they threw in a game, a free game, like a?
I think not having a game in the box, I think so far is something that will hurt them. I think what if they were, you know, and I mentioned this previously, is what they really need to do is find a way to get some sort of game that utilizes all of these things that they want to be the core of the experience. So it doesn't even need to be a physical disc.
You need a Wii Sports.
A game that you need to download that uses Kinect that's for the family and somehow corresponds with your like a social aspect.
Right.
Like a Wii Sports did. But, you know, like a Kinect Adventures 2 or a Kinect Sports 3.
Yep. If they can get this thing, if they can get something going with like awesome voice control and Kinect that's going to show really well on daytime TV, and they can just dump a fucking shitload of money behind it like they did with the original Kinect, they're good to go. I mean, none of this shit's going to matter.
The problem is a perception problem. Because I have one pre-ordered, but I still don't know why I'm spending an extra $100 on this thing.
Right.
Like, I don't believe
me too. And I don't believe that the voice control is going to work like that.
I don't care.
You might.
They need you to care,
though, is my point.
That's what I'm saying. I don't care about the Kinect. It's not enough for me to want it. Like, I don't want to spend $100 for Kinect. I really don't.
Right. You and a lot of other people.
Yeah, I'm one of those people. But I am willing to spend an extra $100 on the console if you can show me reasons why it costs $100 more.
Yep. That's why Sony did what they did. Came in at $400.
Yep. Nice. And it was smart. Smart.
Smart, smart. Nice.
And I think, again, the difference between $399 and $449.99, it looks a lot better on paper.
Yeah.
And it's really, because really what we're talking about is $50.
Yeah, or like a voucher for a game or something.
Something.
Or mail-in rebate, anything that where you could say, like, here's just a little more value.
How about 12 months of Xbox Live?
That sounds like a lot.
Is it?
I don't know. It's still only $50. That'd be cool. That would be sweet.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a lot. Yeah. It's $50. And it's
$60.
$60. Fine. $60. $10. Now
you're right. Well, $10. You know, that's...
But it calms down also the paywall issues that everyone has. That's the other big complaint. Why would I spend money on Netflix when I can get Netflix for free on 800 things?
True.
Of course, the real response to that is then don't buy Xbox Live Gold and use your Netflix and all of your other things. And then you don't have that problem.
I don't understand why they do that.
It isn't the smartest thing. I also don't think that they should have apps that are free pretty much everywhere else behind the paywall. I can understand it for things like NFL.
It's bad business sense. It's like basic business sense. Like you want people in your store as long as possible. It doesn't matter what they're doing. It doesn't matter if they're there to watch Netflix or they're there to read a magazine or whatever. They're more likely to buy something to give you money. So you would want everybody on there watching Netflix. And then maybe they'll buy a game or something.
But yeah, exactly. I don't understand why, you know, anything that comes with a Roku box should not be behind the paywall.
Yeah, I mean it's free. Yeah, it does make sense. I don't know. There must be some. I
feel like maybe there's part of me that thinks maybe it's a Netflix thing, not a Microsoft thing. But I don't know.
It's free everywhere else?
I don't know.
It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Anyway,
just be glad you don't live in Russia, otherwise you wouldn't be able to buy one at launch.
Right, or Japan.
Or Japan, that's true.
Well, I got
or
one from America,
Sweden
hopefully.
Or something. A bunch of markets that really aren't going to make a big difference to the bottom line Xbox. Yeah. But if you're not in one of those markets, I'm sorry.
Let me tell you something. Nobody in Japan is crying because they can't get a fucking Xbox here.
There you go.
I mean, it would be very stupid for them to launch here.
Did you read this Nintendo thing as I jump ahead?
What's that?
That the president of Nintendo of America said that a Wii U price cut won't work because no one bought the basic model and that's cheaper.
That's some bad logic there.
Yeah, there's some validity to it, but not.
It's the most games. It's so unsound though to say that the reason why a price cut won't work, that basic model is so terrible compared to the other model.
You could easily argue that just even having a second model hurt their sales, you know? Like, I mean, it's a weird thing for him to say. He doesn't know. Like, that doesn't prove anything.
Well, yeah, but he goes on to say that he understands the real issue is the lack of software.
Right.
That isn't, you know what? But
price is always an issue.
Yeah, I think I still say price right now is a bigger issue than the software issue.
Well, but dropping the price isn't going to get you. It's not enough to sell these things still. It still needs the software. There's not enough software out there.
$49.99.
I think there may be enough software within the next 5 months to keep people occupied until the next round of good software comes out.
Name them.
I would say you have the new Super Mario Brothers U, Luigi U, Pikmin.
Fuck you.
Wait. You're giving add-ons?
Yeah, I'm gonna make that as one game. The Luigi U add-on, I think, adds life to that game. It adds another, what, 5-6 hours to that game?
These are games people weren't interested enough to buy a Wii U for already, though.
They weren't interested in buying a Wii U at full price for.
Well, Pikmin's out now.
Pikmin's out now. And by the time you finish those two games...
Nobody's buying Pikmin.
By the time you finish those two games, the Wonderful 101 will be out. By the time you...
Nobody's buying Wonderful 101.
You're asking me where the games are. I was like, by the time that game is
I'm asking
is
you
done,
where the games are that people are going to buy.
So what are the games that people are going to buy? Mario Kart and yep. Mario Kart.
No, just Mario Kart.
Mario Kart, Mario Kart.
There's Super Smash Brothers.
I think that franchise is dead.
You're insane.
I don't think that's going to move consoles. I think people who own a Wii U are excited to get Smash Brothers. I don't think there's anyone that's waiting for Smash Brothers to come out to buy their Wii U. I don't think that's a family
game.
Wii market game.
No,
like
definitely
Mario
is.
Kart was.
It definitely is. I think you're wrong on that.
Bam. In your face.
There's the actual Mario game that will sell. I don't remember what the name of that is right now. Super Mario Brothers. I don't know. Cat
Real? True?
Cat. Yeah. Real Super Mario. This is the Mario game you want.
Right.
And then you got eventually a Zelda. Not a remake Zelda.
Yeah,
they didn't really plan their...
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't know what Zelda game may or may not be coming out. I'm just trying to find how many copies of Super Smash Brothers sold on the Wii compared to Mario Kart.
Dude, this holiday could be a disaster for the Wii U.
Yeah.
There's a ridiculous difference there.
Well, yeah, but you're talking about the best-selling game of the last... of this generation of consoles... versus a game that still sold well into the millions.
Yes, and I'm saying that Mario Kart is the game that will move consoles before Smash Brothers will. I don't think Smash Brothers has the wide appeal to all ages like Mario Kart does. I don't think that's a crazy thing to say.
Did you know that the Wii Fit lady is in it now?
That's amazing. So, yeah, wonderful. I'm not saying that it doesn't have wide appeal. It just... well... it has Nintendo fans.
No Zelda is what you're saying.
It only sold 11.75 million units globally.
Is that all?
BG charts.
Well, they won't be selling that on the Wii U unless they sell a lot more Wii Us.
Compared to how many Mario Karts?
Have they even sold a million Wii Us yet? I don't think so. It's like 500,000, right?
Yeah, I mean, do you really think Smash Brothers can move 10 million consoles?
Well, it's a combination of things. It's not just Smash
that's,
Brothers.
I know.
Like part of the...
I'm saying I don't think that Smash Brothers is the game that's
Mario Kart
get...
Wii sold 33.87 million.
I mean, that's crazy.
But there were a lot of Wiis out there.
That's
they
got to
sell
thing.
Some fucking Wii Us first.
So how do you... this is what I brought up 2 weeks ago. Is it that they need the game to sell the console, or do they need to get the console out the door so people will buy the games?
And what do you do when the Xbox One and PS4 come
linked.
Out?
They're linked. So you're saying that when Mario Kart comes out, they should drop the price?
Yes.
Okay. We're getting somewhere.
Or include it.
Or include... maybe include it, and it would have to be that pro model. No one is buying an 8-gigabyte hard drive console. I mean, that's just dumb. It's bad business sense anyway, because then you can't download any eShop games.
Yeah. I think we're using for a rough ride this holiday. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the other thing is waiting for the real next gen to start just making it too late.
And like how, I mean, what does a Wii U, a $350 Wii U look like against a $400 PS4? Not like very attractive.
Like a turd with a touchscreen?
I mean, yikes. I don't know what they do. I don't know. It's not going to be pretty. What else? Is that it? Did we make it to the end and I only cried once?
I think so. I mean, it's way past my bedtime.
Right. Okay. Well, in that case...
and I fought with Shipwreck, and that's always entertaining and exhausting.
In that case, we can say goodbye. I'm going to San Francisco next week on a family vacation. So I will be there and not doing a show. So there.
If only there was a way Shipwreck and I could do a show together.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. I'm
Shipwreck is going to be sanding the floors, I think, of his neighbor's deck, maybe. But we'll see. Anyway, thank you for listening.
I got new carpet, too. How about that?
What's that?
We didn't talk about my carpet. I got new carpet.
Nice.
Does the carpet match the curtains, if you know what I mean?
Well, we did buy new drapes. Does match?
Wow.
That's what I was referring to, yes.
Yeah, I knew what you were talking about.
Oh, okay, just checking.
Yeah. Got him at Target.
And on that bombshell. Goodbye, everybody.
Bread's done.
Life is so beautiful, but sometimes I feel so unsuitable. And it drowns out what's musical. Then I find myself drinking and lean. Making no terms yet, my signal is clean. Feeling bad cause no judge is giving me. Breaking rules to get up out of the deep end. On the verge of having trouble being. Drama never leaving. Hot is the weather where I'm from. Hot is situations that come. Hot is how people get when they stuck in the pit world not giving a shit. Life is supposed to be beautiful, but it's a crucible. Turning me into a person brutal who's psycho-dependent on money, bitches, drugs. Money business stuff, and I give it up. Yes, I love to get paid, get laid, get drunk, get high. Then I hit kids cry, saying that they need a model to follow. But I still find a liquor bottle to hide.